Yes, hello, dears. This is the Ninth Dimensional Pleiadian Collective, and as always, we're very happy to have an opportunity to speak with you and to share our perspective of reality. This afternoon, we would like to discuss photonic energy and a band of energy that you are going through at this time. A part of the grand design allows for you to have these highs and lows to give you an opportunity to bring more information, more light, new frequencies into your reality. And you are going through these bands in stages. And as you get closer to 2012, as you get closer to Earth's ascension into the higher frequencies, these bands are becoming more and more dense. And this allows you to pick up the pace, as it were, for you to accelerate your growth process. So approximately 3 months ago, you entered into the first in a series of very dense bands. So you may have felt over the last several months very irritable, a bit edgy, a bit excited because things seem to be moving for you, but also a lot of core issues may be coming up for you and all of the people around you. So while you have new opportunities, new frequencies coming in, it means that you've got to get rid of some of these lower frequencies, you know, because there's no room in your body. When you bring in the higher ones, the old ones have to come up and out. So that's why these core issues are being raised, so that you can process them and clear them. So this is happening for all beings on the planet, whether beings are conscious of it or not. You know, buttons are being pushed. And that translates for you as a lot more jostling about of humanity. All right, so everyone's a bit on edge because on a subconscious level people understand, but most of humanity is still asleep and they don't really realize what's happening. And that means that there's a lot of tension in the air in mass consciousness, all right, because it's not familiar, and unfamiliar situations tend to put people on edge, all right, because it's not part of their conditioning. They have forgotten how to trust in the universe, so they feel if they cannot control it intellectually, then they cannot trust it. And what's happening at this time is you're also moving from a very intellectual third dimensional paradigm into a fourth dimensional or heart-centered paradigm. And as we continue to give you information, as you continue to grow and expand your understanding of the nature of the universe, it's going to become more and more difficult for you to process it intellectually because you do not have the filters to handle it, all right? It would be like trying to hold all this information when you're pouring it through a sieve, all right? It can't hold the water molecules, they're too fine. And the same thing goes with this information, all right? The container, the third dimensional paradigm, cannot hold these concepts. So that's why when we give you information, we sometimes tell you that you don't have the language for it and that we can't give it to you just yet. We can't put it into words because the words limit it. So you've got to feel it through your heart chakra, all right? You've got to feel what it's like. And all that information is translated to you in a packet of information. So if we give you words that say it's a nice day, the packet of information also tells you that it's about 70 degrees, there's a light breeze, the grass is very green, there are birds chirping, the rose bush next to you is very fragrant. So there's a lot more information that goes along with it. It's far more expansive than just the words. And it really is about getting back to communicating telepathically and communicating emotionally. So it's a different paradigm, it's a different way of existing, because you're also moving from a singular sense of self, the third dimension, to a collective consciousness, which is a fourth dimensional, multi-dimensional state of being. So here, at this time, you think of yourself as an individual that is disconnected from any other thing. And that is not true, but that's how you've set the game up at this time. You know, that's how you perceive reality to be. So when you start to move into these higher concepts and back into multidimensional perspective, you have to begin to think as a group consciousness, because that's how that game is played. And again, it goes back to feeling it through your emotional states. All right, so this phase is going to go on for about another 3 months. You've got a 6 month window here, and then you've got a 9 month respite before it starts again. You enter a brand new band of energy, a photonic energy, and this next band is going to be double the intensity of the current one. So that means that if you don't take the time to clear out some of this stuff now, it's going to be even more intense come next summer. All right, so we highly encourage you to pay attention to what's going on, and that you take the time to sit down and get clear. All right, because we know that you really would prefer to have a less dramatic version to clear out. It's usually a little more pleasant for you. So, you know, we've told you in the past that the rate of growth is increasing exponentially, and it is these bands of energy that are allowing you this access to new information, and that's allowing this intensified growth. Because if you look at all that you've gone through in the last 3 months, previously it would have taken you about 3 years to get through it. That's a lot of growth in a very short amount of time. So by the time you get through this six-month period, you will have done the equivalent of 6 years worth of growth. So we'll leave you with that thought. All right, dears? You know, you're not alone here. You've got guides. You've got lots of celestial friends and beings who want to assist you. So don't feel that you're down here working on your own. We are always around. You know what our frequency feels like. So sit down, imagine yourself surrounded with white light, and ask for assistance from the beings of the highest light and love, binding all others from you, and call on us, the Ninth Dimensional Pleiadian Collective. And we'll do our very best to put some signs in your path until you, you know, you get them, or you no longer want them, dear. So we're here. We're waiting and we're watching. We're sending you many well wishes.